You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
To the listeners out there who may have a criminal record in the past, whether it's for a misdemeanor or for something that you consider very, very small that might have happened many, many years ago, do not despair. It does not mean that just because you have a criminal record that you cannot apply for a job. There's been a new ruling as a result of a case that took place in the Labour Court last week, and this ruling aims to set a precedent around what individuals can and can't bring to the table in terms of a criminal record if they're looking to be hired. I'm joined on the line by Johan Buerta to take a look at this. I'm joined on the line by John Buerta, who is the CEO of a Global Business Solutions, to take a look at this and try and unpack what this new ruling means for all of us. Good evening, John. Thanks so much for taking the time. First of all, take us through the ruling and why it should matter to South Africans.
Well, thank you, and good evening to you and the listeners. Effectively, this is an important ruling because it comes from the Labour Court, and as you indicated, it does set some legal precedent. And it really revolves around an individual who was actually appointed in a position. In other words, the contract of employment, the offer was made and accepted, but the individual then disclosed that they had a 21-year-old criminal record had been expunged for theft. And when the employer, the future employer, heard that, they effectively withdrew the offer in their mind. So that's the context within which this took place.
So, John, what does that then mean for employers, for recruiters, for the screening process around this? Does it now affect what we need to disclose? Does it now affect this? Is there a statute of limitation to say, criminal records from this time frame are no longer relevant? How does this all affect the employment process?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think we need to draw our direction from the legal provisions in the Employment Equity Act. And the Employment Equity Act allows employers not to employ people or to disqualify them from consideration in the event that their criminal record is linked to the inherent job requirements. So by way of example, if you were going to appoint me as the chief executive of, Arrive Alive campaign in Easter, you know, if I had a criminal record for driving under the influence, then that would allow the future employer to disregard me because it's so intimately linked to the inherent job requirements and the reputation of the business. But in this Labour Court judgment, as I said, this individual had an expunged criminal record, 21 years old, 21 years ago, no further transgressions. And this person's job was actually to be a data analyst of some sort. A senior data discovery expert is the technical name. And the Labour Court said, listen, a data discovery expert and a 21-year-old expunged theft record don't have a close enough relationship to exclude this person, and they then ordered the company to employ him.
Mm. So, John, what we're saying is that it doesn't necessarily mean that if you have a criminal record that you're guaranteed to be part of the job process or that you're guaranteed to be able to apply. But what it does mean is that certain convictions, depending on their nature, severity, and all those other things, might be something that recruiters and employers could potentially overlook because of, again, the age or how minor the offense was and that sort of thing. Are we saying that there's still some convictions that will still stand and will still make it difficult for you to find employment?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the merits of each case is what will determine this. But I think it's a clear message from the Labour Court on two grounds. The first thing is saying, if you don't accept someone in the job application process and you exclude them, you had better lead evidence that it's based on the inherent job requirements. So it's got to be so fundamental to that job that they couldn't reasonably be expected to appoint you. The second one, and I think this is interesting, the Labour Court goes into the area almost of morality and ethics. And it almost says, listen, when someone has paid the price of their bad decisions, they should be allowed at some point to reintegrate fairly into society. And that was an interesting decision and an interesting comment from the Labour Court, you know, in saying, listen, this person had paid the price All of us, I think, have at some point in our lives done something wrong. You know, if it's held against you indefinitely and excludes you and prejudices you, I think that's what the court was saying. That would be unfair and disproportionate.
Mm. Speaking of things that are unfair, John, how do we think this ruling will affect things like those discriminatory practices? I mean, we know that a lot of the time, and this case is another example of that, where employers felt or employees felt discriminated against. They had to take this up for things like unfair dismissal comes up in this respect. How is this ruling or this potential stance going to affect what we then see in terms of things like CCMA cases that might come up or not being hired and being discriminated against? Do we think this is going to fundamentally shift how employers now have to look at things, but also how employees have recourse?
Absolutely. You know, it's judgments like this that will definitely enlighten and give deeper insight into job applicants who may have criminal records and who apply for jobs where those criminal records are, strictly speaking, not relevant. They won't impact the trust relationship necessarily, and the nature of the job doesn't bear any link back to that. So I think it's going to heighten the sensitivity of job applicants as well as their rights in this regard. But the law has always been there. I think it's just cases like this that enhance the law, communicate it, and make people more aware of their particular rights and obligations. And I really hope that employers will focus on the job rather than on the person. I just want to qualify one thing. If there were two candidates for this job that on the whole were equally matched, let's say you and I, and I was the one with a 21-year-old theft record, there wouldn't have been a problem if they preferred you because, you know, we equally matched and, you know, you don't have a record. But in this instance, it was one individual. He'd gone through the process of application, had been assessed, and then when they found out about this record, they then effectively withdrew the offer. And of course, by making an offer and having it accepted, there was already an employment contract. So they just ordered the employer to employ the person.
Mm. So, John, what we're saying here is that obviously the merits of the case need to be assessed and the merits need to outweigh the discrimination or the potential discrimination that could arise. Hire a candidate on merit and not on their past.
Exactly. And, you know, it's no different to sexual orientation or race or gender or culture. You know, this is just another ground. They would refer to it in law as an arbitrary ground. An arbitrary ground in the context of the job, you know, and the whole idea is to recruit people who can do the job and not to unfairly treat them.
Well, there you have it. Employers out there, hiring people should be done on merit. Employees out there, just because you have an old criminal record doesn't mean you cannot get a new job depending on your circumstances. We'll leave it at that, John. Thanks so much for those insights. John Buerta, CEO at Global Business Solutions, taking us through this latest landmark ruling from the Labour Court.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.